All right, it's Jeff Dubé with another installment of the 5-Minute Major, talking Vikings training camp, kind of a follow-up to what we were doing on Monday. But we're going to take it, instead of taking a look back, we're going to take a look at the current day and what's going on. And I tell you what, I think they got the right coaching staff for the right team at the right time, and I'm going to tell you why I think that. We'll start with the offensive coordinator. As a matter of fact, we're going to focus on the offensive coordinator and the head coach. Something I've thought about for many years and have talked about at different radio stations along the way is that there's a really separate skill set from being an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, to being a head coach. They do continue to look into the pool of hot coordinators, do owners and general managers, on a yearly basis when they're looking for a head coach. And quite often I can see mistakes being made, as they're happening. Because, typically, the things that make an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator great, or at least what they think makes them great, is their ability to outsmart you. They're the wacky professor. They're the mad scientist. They are the evil genius that they're going to X and O you to death. They're going to outsmart you. They're going to out-scheme you. They're going to outplan you. That's kind of what Brad Childress thinks he is. That's what that was the league-wide opinion of Brad Childress when he was at Philadelphia, as a matter of fact. To be honest with you, I think that is exactly what North Turner truly is. They will spend 18 hours a day in a dark room, watching film, game planning, X-ing and O-ing, absolutely breaking down every element of a game so there's no stone unturned. It's an intellectual type. It's kind of a mousy, bookwormy type. And it's quite often does make for a good offensive coordinator, because you've got to have somebody who doesn't, who's going to lock himself in that dark room and go to work on a game plan and just not stop until he's got it exactly right, and he's got his quarterback developed to be the exact kind of guy he's got to have for his system and things of that nature. North Turner is a fantastic offensive coordinator. Brad Childress at one time was considered to be a fantastic offensive coordinator. Neither was a good head coach. Brad Childress was a disaster of a head coach. North Turner was an underachieving head coach. I mean, he had teams with a lot of talent that did some things, but never did what they should, or never did what they were completely capable of, never got all the way. But these are guys who lack the element of what it takes to be a head coach, and that's the next thing I want to talk about. And this is a guy, the head coach, has got to be a guy that can command a room. He's got to be a man's man. He's got to be the kind of guy that guys want to hang with or have a beer with. I'm not saying that they should go ahead and have a beer, but he's got to be that kind of guy. He's got to be a Jack Del Rio. I'm going to say he's got to be a Mike Tice. And I know Mike Tice, many people's eyes, failed as a head coach, but I tell you what. Number one, he got the job too soon. He wasn't quite ready for it. Number two, he got the job working for Red McCombs, who wouldn't pay him a dime. He wouldn't pay his coaching staff a dime. He gave him no resources, and he gave him no chance. As a matter of fact, Mike Tice was making less than most coordinators, many coordinators in the league at the time. So he had absolutely no chance to win. But, I'm talking about a guy. Denny Green, when he was in his prime with the Vikings, was a good head coach, believe it or not. You got to give a guy credit where credit is due. His act wore thin after 10 years, and you had to make a move. But there was a time where he commanded that room, where he was a man's man, where he walked in and football players could respect him and would do what he wants them to do. He could get people to run through a wall for him. You've got to be a guy like Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer is absolutely that kind of a guy. You've got to command respect. You've got to command a room. You can't be the mealy-mouthed, little bookwormy, mousy type like Brad Childress. Brad Childress would stand in front of a locker room full of National Football League players, and these guys would look at each other and say, "Who the bleep?" That was a close one. "Who the bleep is this guy? I pantsed this guy in high school. I ran this guy's pants up the flagpole." Think about it. It'd be like Gilbert from Revenge of the Nerds trying to command a room full of ogres. That's what Brad Childress, head coach in the National Football League, was. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't happen. Zimmer is that guy. Zimmer is that guy with that strong personality, that strong will. He's the guy who can get a room full of guys, a room full of men, to do what he needs them to do, to run through a wall, to go out and whip up on somebody. He can motivate. He can charge. That kind of thing. And said that you can see that there are some coordinators that have that crossover. Whether you're an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator, you might have the bookwormy smarts to sit and game plan, but you might also have that quality, that very difficult to define quality, that can get you to lead men, be a leader of men. But not many have both. Brad Childress did not have both. North Turner does not have both. But I'll tell you what, North Turner is an offensive genius. North Turner is a phenomenal developer of quarterback talent. Teddy Bridgewater will succeed in the National Football League, and he will succeed more quickly than many are thinking, because North Turner is here at the right time, the right coach at the right time with the right guys. That's what I'm talking about with these Minnesota Vikings. And just one quick follow-up before I sign off on this 5-Minute Major. The... The Rockies, my team. I talked about them last week in a podcast. As a matter of fact, a week ago today. So many of you maybe are curious to know how an update and see how things are going. We opened the playoffs last night in the quarterfinals, and it was a meat grinder. We were down 1-0 into the middle innings. We were down 2-1 into the late innings. It's a 7-inning ball game. We tied at 2-2 in the bottom of the 6th. Had not led. We get to the bottom of the 7th. We get a walk-off sack fly for just a nail-biting, just a meat grinder victory. 3-2 walk-off win. Tonight we've got semifinals against the Athletics at 6:30 at Fernbrook, which is in Maple Grove, and hopefully tomorrow a championship game at 6:30 also at Fernbrook in Maple Grove. And I will keep those who are interested updated. And that is going to wrap up another installment. This has been Jeff Dubay's 5-Minute Major.